From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Josh Nolan and the gang, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 512th live performance. Thank you. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, Josh Nolan. Josh, Yeah. Josh has combined his musical background of dance halls, bar hopping fill-ins, and fireside jams with his experience as a blue-collar, small-town, restless soul, and he creates music that is more than heartfelt. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Josh Nolan.
Sister Mercy, I collapse in your arms. If you'll be the one to hurt me and keep me away from all harm, well, I know I've been lazy, but look where I want you to hold me, 'cause I won't know how it feels to know that you've sinned. And maybe things would be different if I wasn't out here on my own. Even the devil was an angel for who lost his home. I've been drunk like the moon, stumbling around through the night, saving my dreams for the girls who won't sleep, and coming down hard when I've wasted my life. Well, if I'm going out, I'm going out with a bang. It's not all that different to die for a cause than not knowing you've died in vain. Maybe things would be different if I wasn't out here on my own. Even the devil was an angel.
Gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the associate producer of Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Mr. Josh Nolan, and he's here with a band, and as if you can't tell already, this is not a solo acoustic show this evening. Josh is from Stanton, Kentucky. I know that, but I don't know where the rest of the bandmates are from.
Yeah, I'm Ryan, I'm playing keys, and I'm from Jackson, Kentucky. It's just right down the road from Stanton. I'm living here now, though.
I'm Riley, I play guitar, and I'm from Georgetown.
My name's Malin.
Oh.
I'm Malin, I live here in Lexington, and I play bass.
I'm Josh, I'm from Richmond, and I play drums and percussion.
And you all do what you do so well. I know you all are sort of restrained you know, you're used to playing out loud and playing full out in bars and whatnot. When bands come in here and can do it the way you guys are doing it, you know, holding back a little bit,
sure,
and still capture the essence of the music, it's a pretty special thing. Really nice, yeah, really nice. All right, so Josh, you're from the Eastern Kentucky area.
Stanton.
Of Stanton, yep. Near the Red River Gorge. And I was just talking with Ed, our producer, earlier. I'm not sure if I can remember when we had a player who grew up a minute away from the gorge. Were you raised, born and raised right there?
Yeah, I've lived a few times, but there's a bit of a tether that comes with being born in East Kentucky.
So,
a bad one, but a tether.
Tell us about your raising in music, especially.
Well, strangely enough, there's not a lot of music in my family. Daddy played a radio, I think is how the song goes.
That takes some skill.
It takes some skill. Most of the music came from my father. He always listened to music. He would sit in the basement, I remember, and just all night long. And, you know, Mom would leave and go upstairs and put her pillows over her head or whatever. You know, he would sing, like, John Cougar songs, Sing Me to Sleep with, like, John Cougar and things like that. And Mom, I think being from Eastern Kentucky means that you're involved with music somehow, but none of them played. And Mom would sing, and she would sing, you know, old hymn, that Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And she would sing me to sleep that way. Funny thing, I had an uncle. His name was Millard, but they called him Cheerio. And for the first, like, 12 years of my life, I thought the lyrics were Swing Low, Sweet Cheerio. And it turns out that's not it. Took your town.
I love that, recalling tunes from my kidhood and what I thought the lyrics were. Mine was, there was a tune called Groovin' on a Sunday Afternoon. Okay. And I was sure that the song was for me as a kid, and I thought it was Kool-Aid on a Sunday afternoon.
Which sounds much more refreshing. I won't tell who, because she'll get angry, but the Bee Gees song, Tragedies, she thought maybe it said crack your knees, which I guess maybe could have been a dance. I don't
know. Are you kidding me? Chelsea really thought that?
Well, it wasn't Chelsea, but we'll blame it on her. We'll give it to Chelsea.
Chelsea is Josh's sister, and I bent her ear before the show while Josh was warming up. She bent mine, actually. Yeah, told me a little bit about growing up in Powell County.
Got my boots on tight, my head on straight. Check my hair in the rearview mirror as I pulled into her driveway. I can feel her in my soul. She looks like rock and roll. She sounds like Mr. Coltrane's saxophone. She's solid as a stone, drenched in beauty to the bone. She's all I want. She's all I need. Everybody had their cars backed up and they were playing guitar. It's just a bunch of kids, really. They all left before we did. We left, we smell like backseat leather. Turn around and drove out of the reservoir. Singing, this is what we are. This is what we are. This is what we are. Sways by the screen door slams down by the river, holding my hand way up past where the woods got heavy. It all dried up, woman made it to the levee. If I knew you any better, I would kiss you, wiping off your makeup with a wadded up tissue, smearing her mascara on the shoulder of my sweater. Maybe if I kissed her, then I know her better. Smoking cigarettes and skating by the marquee sign, 17 and stealing daddy's strawberry wine, making out on the bus coming back from state, hoping and praying that she wouldn't be late. Both of us were laying there scared to death.
death. All I can remember is you were crying, I was crying. We were saying, I got you and you got me. Yeah. There's no place I'd rather be. Singing, I got you and you got me. Yeah. There's no place I'd rather be. I'd rather be. Got my boots on tight, my head on straight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This song, this next one's called Till the Words Run Out.
There's no way to fight, so you dance.
So you cite some of the bands that your dad listened to as influences of yours. I'm thinking Springsteen, and I'm not thinking of sort of Born in the USA Springsteen. I'm thinking more like E Street band Springsteen, that's maybe the second tune you did, or maybe even the first tune you did.
I'm sure it's in there for all of them.
Yeah. Is that the period of Springsteen that you really liked?
The Darkness on the Edge of Town, all the way, you know, to the beginning, to Wild Menace and the E Street Shuffle. That's like my favorite era. I mean, I forget people can't see my fists when I raise them in the air on the radio, but the early bits, I love it all. He can do no wrong in my eyes, but yeah, definitely the first 3-4 records are my thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you also mentioned in the more current vein, you mentioned Wilco. I don't know if we call Wilco current anymore or not. They've been around for so long. But that was a Wilco thing that happened in that last tune, which I really
like. I should have maybe warned people about that. I should have maybe warned a few people that was about that.
No, that would spoil it. It was great.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Nolan and the gang. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Josh Nolan and the gang. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Well, if you love me like you love the guy before me, maybe I could love you better than he did. Just because you don't
Maybe we should wait till morning to turn out the light. Gonna lead me on, well, that's alright. If you're gonna do me wrong, if you're gonna do me wrong, yeah, you're gonna do me wrong, won't you do it right?
I want to come back to Stanton. And especially to what it's like to live so close to the river.
I think the river is a source of a lot more than just water and things like that. I mean, if you, the water in general, you know, especially the river. I think people, it's something I can't articulate very well, but there's something in the water, I guess they say. But but I think there's definitely some truth to that, or a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just being near it, the things that... try to say this the right way. The things that the river can bring and create economically and all those things can give you essentially content for song, I think, if that's a way to say that, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it yeah, makes a lot
so,
of sense.
Yeah. Living in the, it's great.
As a young person, would you have called yourself a nature lover? Do you call yourself a nature lover now?
I never got very intimate with nature. I grew up, you know, mom didn't want us to get hurt, so I never wandered too far from home without being yelled at. But I've spent a lot of time, you know, the older I got and the better the vehicles I got, the further into the gorge I drove. And especially when I grew older, I would go places and people were like, oh, you're from the Red River Gorge. And more recently, too, they're like, oh, Natural Bridge. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, that's where I'm from. and people, I love it, and I'm not trying to downgrade it at all, but it's my backyard. It becomes your backyard, and it's sort of, it's funny to see other people think of it as not home. It's always just been home to me. Like, I don't think of it in this way when I describe it to other people, because it's home. It is home. It is all the things that home are. It's good. It's love. It's all this stuff, and it's all right there in the small little town. And to have people talk about it like it's not your home seems a little selfish on my end, but, you know. I'm not the kind of man that takes it too hard. When it's time fly, I won't get too far. And I can be too soft-hearted not to care. I can get too caught up in all of this. It seems so much to bear. I found my peace of mind in a woman. She took a piece of my sanity. Sometimes it's so hard to know just the way I'm going. Other times it's so hard to know that I can be left alone. I wouldn't worry about it now. It's hard to keep straight with all that you've been through, though I understand. It's hard to be true. You got a brave, brave heart to do the things you do. You think it's enough. You got a brave heart. Thank you. not hard to find the thrill with an old guitar. Just don't get too fixated on the skies, 'cause what you're looking for is not that far away. You can find it in her eyes. I found my peace of mind in Cincinnati. She took a piece of mind, relentlessness for me. Sometimes it's so hard to know just where I'm going. Other times it's so hard for those who mean so much to me. I wouldn't worry about it now, but you will. The worst is already done, but still, it's hard to keep straight with all that you've been through. The wine is stained, it's hard to be true. You got a brave, brave heart to do the things you do. You think it's an honor, I got a brave heart too. Though I understand it's hard to be true, you got a brave, brave heart to do the things you do. I got a brave heart too. I got a brave heart too. Oh, oh, oh. Called Come On In. We'll be right back.
What's the source of the songs, the lyrics of your songs?
Mostly back home. You know, you write what you know. And if you don't know it, you make it up. So I've written a lot about back home, and I take the stories that I've seen and I've heard and throw in the theatrical flair to it. I don't like to talk about what I write. It's hard for me to talk about what I write about, you know, because it changes. And I try to leave a certain amount of ambiguity in it. So I also don't like to tell you what I'm talking about. You know, there's surface level, it's pretty obvious most of the time, I think. I'm writing about Eastern Kentucky and women. But, but you know, there's a lot of undertones to that. And
what is your identity as an Eastern Kentuckian?
I think oftentimes people think Eastern Kentucky is a very pigeonholed thing. We are the foothills of the Appalachian. We get people from, you know, all over the place. And it's, I guess I've heard the thing that, you know, our English is closer to Shakespearean English or whatever. But that's the idea, is that everything, I think, stays true. I think it's about truth, and it's about staying true to who you are. It's truth. Yeah. I'll go with that. Sure.
Throw down the pillow. Lock all the doors. Put on my headphones. Sleep on the floor. There's nothing but tables. There's no place to sit. Just put on my records and deal with all this. Just throw me under. Just throw me under. Just throw me under. And I keep quiet the whole way down. If you keep your nothing is simple. My body keeps aging. Less like a temple, more like a cage. Just throw me under. Just throw me under. Just throw me under. And I keep quiet the whole way down. Yeah, I keep quiet the whole way down. If you keep your cool. If you keep your
I would like to thank our guest Josh Nolan and the gang for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank you, the members of our studio audience, for being part of the program this evening. Thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Be sure to check social media and our main page for more program info and updates. Once again, folks, let's hear it for Josh Nolan and the gang.
Swallowed up in Dusty's jacket, pair of high tops and roll-up khakis. Sprawled out on the curb, waiting for a ride. With the shot-out streetlights shining, she should have no trouble finding all the missing pieces to her mind. She doesn't show up soon. She'll end up by that hot July moon till it decides to put an end to the night. She's down at the love of her revival. Pull on your boots and grab your Bible. You won't know until you've tried your. Not going out to town tonight. Gonna go out and try to find a new light on things. Just I got so much on my mind. Well, there's no place quiet to go. You're already out, the folks are home. There's always something you can find. Everybody's got a home. Pull on your boots and grab your Bible. You won't know until you've tried your hand. You won't ever go home. You won't ever go home. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh Nolan and the gang for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.